This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, we'll get through this. Yeah, like I said, even married people and, you know, people in relationships kind of get a little nervous about today. I was nervous. I woke up going, okay, I got to be like really Valentine's-y to hubby. And I, what did that mean? Did it mean I brush my teeth first before I kiss him? What did it mean? So I just shook things up a little bit. And so hopefully that worked. You know, unfortunately in relationships, you start to kind of do the same thing over and over again. And you don't realize you're doing the same thing over and over again. You know, and just sometimes something just new, right? Even if it's like shaving your legs. Sometimes that does go a long way and it means a lot. But we talked about this a couple days ago, how this day causes a lot of stress for people. But I thought today we would talk about how people who have trouble expressing love can do it in different forms. Okay, I wrote a little article on this, and I'm not very good with the lovey-dovey. I'm just not. I think... So if I want to be lovey-dovey and romantic, as soon as I think about what I want to do, I get the cringes because like, oh, that's so mushy, you know, or that's really weeny, or that's too girly, or it's just, I don't know. Okay, and so then I chicken out. And then I'm like, no, I need to do it. I need to say it. I need to whatever. And then when I do it, it just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't flow. And what I used to do when I was younger is I would always use, like, comedy. You know, for me, when I flirted with people, it wasn't the whole batting the eyes and, you know, unzipping or unbuttoning the sweater because I didn't really, that wasn't my forte. My forte was comedy. So I would do a funny poem, or I would say something funny, or I would just get louder around them or something. I don't know. And that's how I would let the guy know that I liked him. And so if the other person doesn't realize that's what you're doing, then it falls flat. So the point I'm trying to make is you need to play to your strengths. Now, mind you, if you're a comedian and in your relationship all you do is, you know, if all you do is comedy, that's going to drive them crazy, you know? So sorry about that, getting some texts in. Oh my gosh. I'm doing some research with some students and they're awesome, but we're just kind of all convening today. So, you don't want to just do comedy because, you know, your lady's going to want romantic or they're going to want, you know, I don't know, Michael Fassbender or Antonio Banderas or somebody. But if you don't know how else to express love, it's better than nothing. Okay, then, you know, do something funny. Do something quirky. Even if it's making a mug, you know, you have to do something. And it doesn't have to be that awkward. So one thing I wrote about is if you have trouble saying I love you, then don't use the word love. You don't have to use the word love. I mean, you could use, you know, I worship you, I adore you, I am, you know, beyond enamored with you, you know, something like that. I mean, and, you know, if the woman's looking for love and if a woman's looking for love, and I know I'm kind of talking right now about a guy-girl relationship, meaning the pressure's on the guy to say I love you, but this works for any relationship, then... And she said, well, you didn't use the word love. And you're like, well, that means more than love. You might fall flat on your face with that one. So what I would do is, if you can't say love, before you even start, express saying, look, I want to say I love you, but that doesn't even cut it. It doesn't even cut it. And I feel like if I say I love you, it's like 1,000 times less what I really feel. So I'm going to say this. that already, you're already in the clear. So you can always try to do that. The other thing too is sometimes it's easier to say I am in love with you than I love you. When you say I love you, it's so done. It's so, I mean, it's been done to death that when you go I love you, you know it, you know. But you know, if you're like, look, I you know, I'm so in love with you, that just sounds a little more deep and it flows easier. It's just easier to say. Practice it. I love you. I'm in love with you. But don't do it, you know, when the spouse is listening, because then they think you're like talking to somebody else. And then pictures. A lot of us can't talk. You know, we can't put things into words. Well, then a picture. You can do a picture of like your dog or cat holding like a little heart or something like that. Send it to your loved one and go, I love you. That might work. I mean, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And if you can't find a picture, there's tons of them online. I saw one where two people are holding hands and there's a sunset. You know, I mean, you know, you could steal other people's content. I mean, as long as you're not trying to, you know, make money off it. And you could send it to your betrothed and go, you know, look, this is you and me, you know, or something like that. And, you know, be romantic. Now, I do poetry. I wrote a poem for Corey when we first dated. I can't find it anywhere. It was really damn good. It was really, really good. Probably mushy, too mushy for my taste. But I'm like, look, I'm never going to get married if I don't, you know, hook this one. So I wrote a really, really good poem. And something about snowflakes on his eyelashes. And I don't know what I did, but it was really, really good. And it worked. I know it worked. I got married. It's like, yay. Okay. Problem is now, I just don't have that creative flow. So I wrote you guys one that you could maybe use. Okay. So I tried to be kind of romantic on this one if you guys needed something. I'm not giving this to Corey because, you know, it says, my world was lonely, cold, and dark until you brought it light. I love you more than words can say. You make my heart beam bright. Now, that's just too mushy for me. I want to vomit when I say that. But you guys may be like, no, that works. Steal it. I don't care. Or you could do roses are red, violets are blue. I really suck at poetry, but I still love you. Something like that, again, will still go a long way. So that's good. And then gifts. You know, we talked about how Valentine's Day, it's a lot of pressure because, you know, if your betrothed is at work and everybody else has gifts, you know, you might not want to do the flowers. They're expensive. You might want to do something like, you know, teddy bears or something that looks bigger and but could be kind of cheaper because flowers can be really expensive. But there's a lot of things you could do. You could get them a book. You could make a playlist of their songs, of love songs, you know, or songs. This is really, really cool. Songs that you listen to that makes you think of them. And you give them a playlist going, I totally get what these songs are about. Because when I listen to them, I think of you. And, I mean, don't do Baby Got Back or I Like Big Butts. That's what Corey gave me. And I'm like, no, that doesn't work. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a lot of hoopla about Valentine's Day, and we forget that we got Presents Day coming up. Presents Day coming up Monday, February 17th. Now, I will be on air because I... you know, like to work, and I want to give you guys an update on coronavirus. I'm going to give you an update today, but then I'm going to want to give you guys an update on Monday. So I want to just really quickly go through a little bit of history here with some of these big days, because it's interesting. The way we celebrate them is not the way they intended. So history.com helps us out a lot when it comes to giving us the real scoop. And so Valentine's Day, it's kind of started from the legend of St. Valentine. That's a legend. Okay? A lot of mystery. We don't really know what was exactly true. We got a lot of Christian and ancient Roman tradition that is mixed into the legend. And so the From what we understand from History.com, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. They say one legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and family, he outlawed marriage for young men. Now, again, I can't confirm this is true because I can't interview anybody from that time, but my guess is I could see that making sense. They need soldiers. If somebody had a wife and kids, they'd be thinking about the wife and kids, maybe hesitating, not being so bold, but a lot of single men are like YOLO, and so with YOLO, you only live once, they probably thought the single men would be a better soldier. And so outlawing marriage meant now you have a bunch of single men. Now, Valentine, who was a priest, didn't like it, thought that decree was unjust, and he defied Claudius, and what he would do is if there were lovers who wanted to get married, he would marry them in secret. So then they're like, but we're married. We got married already. We got married like weeks ago. So Valentine got caught. Claudius ordered that he was put to death. And so that was the more common story of Valentine. Others think that it was St. Valentine of Terni, who was a bishop, who is the true namesake of the holiday. He was also beheaded by Claudius II outside Rome. Other stories suggest that Valentine or Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons, where they were often beaten and tortured. According to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself. He fell in love with a young girl. They think it might have been his jailer's daughter, who would visit him during his confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed, "From Your Valentine," which is kind of what we do today. Yay! I know, it's a little mushy. So we don't really know exactly what is the truth, but, you know, the moral is Valentine was a good guy. And he was heroic, put his life on the line for others, and he had the ability to love. Now, some believe Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate Valentine's death or burial. They believe happened around AD 270. Others think that the Christian church might have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in order to kind of depaganize the celebration of Lupercalia. Now, I guess Lupercalia is a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus. Faunus is the Roman god of agriculture. And so that was on February 15th. And so Lupercalia was kind of more of a, I guess, a pagan Roman holiday. So to begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather in a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by the she-wolf Lupa. The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Oh, not a little doggy. Then they would strip the goat's hide into strips, dip them into sacrificial blood, and then take it to the streets. They would slap women and crop fields with the bloody goat hide. Women wanted to be slapped with it because they thought it would make them more fertile. Later, isn't that crazy? Like nowadays, we're all like, oh my gosh, please, I hope I didn't get pregnant. Back then, you couldn't wait to get pregnant. So, far from being fearful, women liked it, they said. Later in the day, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn, and then the bachelors would come, choose a name, and then get paired for the year with the woman that he chose out of the urn. Many times, these people ended up getting married. So Lupercalia did survive the initial rise of Christianity, later was outlawed because it was kind of unchristian, they thought. And then Pope Gelasius, if I'm pronounced that right, declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. All right. Then somehow it got associated with love, as opposed to more of a martyr historical thing. During the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of the bird's mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of Valentine's Day should be a day for romance. Lots of lovey-dovey. The English poet Geoffrey Chaucer was the first to record St. Valentine's Day as a romantic celebration back in 1375 in his Parliament of Fowls. I guess he said, "For this was sent on St. Valentine's Day one, every fowl cometh there to choose his mate. So, Valentine's Day stuff, I guess, appeared throughout the Middle Ages. And, you know, it started to become more lovey-dovey. Cupid started to become a figure. Cupid is portrayed on Valentine's Day cards. Little naked cherub launching arrows at unsuspecting lovers. If you get shot with a love arrow, you're supposed to fall in love. But the Roman god Cupid has roots in Greek mythology as the Greek god of love, Eros. And he's supposed to be the son of Nyx and Erebus, Aphrodite and Ares. Others think he's Iris and Zephyr, I don't know, or Aphrodite and Zeus. But according to Greek poets, Eros was a handsome immortal, played with the emotions of gods and men, using gold arrows to incite love and allow and cause some to not love. And then he got like kind of branded as this mischievous, chubby little child. And that's why we have Cupid on Valentine's Day cards. So, by the middle of the 18th century, friends and lovers would, like, send tokens of affection, and then, you know, I guess later we had those little baby Valentine's cards that were super small. I don't understand that. Why weren't cards bigger? Then we had to, in class, make Valentine's Day cards, which kind of mine was never very, you know, I had to draw a heart. I could never draw a heart symmetrically. My hearts were always lopsided, you know? But it's now the second largest card sending holiday of the year. Women purchase 85% of Valentine's. Number one holiday, of course, is Christmas, for Christmas cards. Alright, so we got Presidents' Day. Presidents' Day really has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. Presidents' Day was established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. It was known as President's Day after it was moved as part of 1971's Uniform Monday Holiday Act. So we used to have a set day, but in 1971, they wanted to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. You know, why have a day off in the middle of the week? It might mess with productivity, so let's just make it a three-day weekend. Some states still have the individual holidays honoring the birthdays of Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other figures. Now, President's Day is supposed to just be for everybody. So, Washington's birthday is February 22nd. He died in 1799. We believe he died of a major throat infection that was really, really painful. Gosh, I need to review that. A lot of interesting things on how our presidents died and what they tried to use and coffee enemas and weird stuff. But he died 1799, not an easy death. And he was, you know, remembered in the 1800s as the most important figure in history. But you also had other, presidents as well. So Washington's birthday was not really a federal holiday till the 1870s. And then they start to add, what about the other presidents, like, you know, Lincoln, etc. So Congress wanted Uniform Monday Holiday Act. This was back in the 60s. And it was championed by Senator Robert McClory of Illinois. He wanted to shift the celebration of several federal holidays to specific dates to a series of predetermined Mondays. So they didn't want to have employee absenteeism, etc. And, you know, they still wanted people to appreciate the birthdays. Now, Abraham Lincoln's birthday was February 12th. And Lincoln's birthday was a state holiday, especially in places like Illinois. So what do? So you don't have a holiday for every single president? Because in a lot of other countries, they do that. They make it, I mean, you know, with leaders, you take off a whole week sometimes. So they thought if we did one day for everybody, it would be good. And so Richard Nixon put into law. And so now Washington's birthday or Lincoln's birthday, whether it's the 22nd or the 12th, is celebrated on President's Day weekend. And that's how it works. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is declining to pursue criminal charges against former FBI Director Andrew McCabe for allegedly lying to investigators about authorizing media disclosures, ending months of speculation about the high-profile investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. McCabe's legal team says he lied because he was surprised and unprepared for the questions during his May 2017 interview and was preoccupied with other major events. South Carolina officials are confirming the male body found near a dead 6-year-old girl is linked to the case. They identified the male as 30-year-old Cody Scott Taylor. Sergeant Evan Antley says KC police believe there's no further threat to the community.
I can confirm that he was a neighbor, that he was not a relative, he was not a friend, he was merely a neighbor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me.
All right, guys.
When I tell you you're just...
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Okay, so with the latest, the count of cases has kind of skyrocketed a little bit, jumped a lot, a bit. We have over 64,464 cases and about 1,400 deaths as of this broadcast. And we're seeing fear among people as there are cats in masks. See little baby kitty cats. And these, there's not masks. I wish I could show you guys a picture of this. See, I have cats. There's no way they would put up with this. But there are people making makeshift masks. Okay, I'm going to have to post this because you see kitty cats on leashes with these little masks. They look like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Hold on a second. Let me see if I could kind of show you guys how, let me see if I could get this for you guys. I don't know if you could see these or not. I don't know. I'm trying to... They're like masks. I don't know. Okay, so anyway. So, not funny, of course. It's serious stuff. But, you know, when we have cats that, you know, could possibly get sick, it means people are scared. I by the way, I do love the fact that people are worried about, you know, their animals. I always kind of worry about, you know, when you know, stuff hits the fan. I don't know if you guys saw Chernobyl. When, you know, Chernobyl of nuclear reactor had its explosion, people were told to leave. They thought they'd get to come back in a couple days, so they left their pets. Put food out there, left their pets. Mm-mm. Pets, they were never allowed to come back to Chernobyl eventually because they were lied to. And then the pets were shot. So, you know, I love my pets. I don't know if I would, you know, make them a mask because, you know, my cats are mean to me and I think I would be like, you know, bleeding and need a pint of blood by the time I finally got that mask on them. And there's no way the cat would wear it. Cats don't like masks. But unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at with that. So, by the way, animals should not become infected with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 version, and then give it back to you. So we don't think your domesticated pets are going to be hosts. But it's a valid concern, especially since we don't really know much about, you know, where this came from. They did debunk the theory that it came from a lab, a nearby lab. Now, I can't confirm or deny that, but they believe that this came from a bat cave. Kind of like Batman Batcave. And they said that they found remnants of the original virus. They also said they did some genetic mapping of this virus and found it to be very similar to a 2013 strain that circulated and didn't obviously kill that many people because we haven't had really SARS since 2002-2004. But either way, they say it wasn't a leak from a lab, as the Israeli intelligence officer had suggested. I'm still open to all theories because I don't know what the hell is going on. But I bring that up because we're being told right now animals shouldn't carry it. Do they know for sure? I don't think so. But from what I understand about viruses and stuff, you know, our animals shouldn't really be able to become a host and then give it back. However, we have seen like pneumonic plague transmitted between pet owners and their cat. Or pets. We do know that there is a dog flu. Dogs could get a flu. They get their own flu. But they can get sick. They can get illnesses. But we don't believe it's going to spread coronavirus or COVID-19. We have 8 planes on lockdown at Heathrow. Heathrow, there's Gatwick and Heathrow in London. So Heathrow, great airport. I love the British accent. Unfortunately, 8 planes have to be grounded after passengers on board had complained of coronavirus symptoms. Coughing, sneezing. I mean, we all are coughing, sneezing these days. So apparently passengers on a United flight from San Francisco were told to stay put. So we're not even talking about going to China or coming back from China causing a quarantine. You going from U.S. to London could be enough if somebody's sick to be quarantined. So a lot of people kind of freaked out about the whole quarantine thing. And you know, listen, we're doing a damn good job here in America trying to avoid, you know, having this thing spread. We have 15 cases in the United States. I believe 8 in California, 2 in Wisconsin, 2 in Illinois, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Massachusetts. I know I'm forgetting somebody, so I apologize. So we have still kind of kept that at bay with the no more than 15 cases. I'm trying to think what else we have in terms of vaccine. Still working on it. They think they're going to have it, hopefully, within a few months. We hope that this outbreak is done by then. Any thought that it has been curtailed and in control? Nope. Not happening. Not that. That's kind of been debunked because we had a huge uptick of cases. We're now hearing that the death toll is at 1370. So Beijing is going to now do a quarantine the other way. If you're coming into China, they want to make sure you're not bringing new cases into them. So they're now doing a 14-day quarantine on people coming in. when I see this and I get asked, you know, how bad are we looking? You know, what should we be doing in America right now? What we need to be doing in America is a fewfold, which I believe we're already doing it. One is making sure we have plenty of hospitals with that sort of filtration system and where we have isolated quarantine facilities. One thing that I think we're doing wrong in a bunch of these other countries is the quarantine facilities that they're doing, like in Russia or in China, expose non-sick individuals to the virus. We see this quarantine on this Diamond Princess ship in Japan, where more and more cases are coming forward. And is it because they got the virus and it just took a while for them to show a positive, or is it because they were forced to be in an area and then got sick? A cruise ship is not designed to have that fancy reverse filtration sort of, medical hospital isolation unit. A cruise ship doesn't do that. Same thing with these makeshift hospitals that China made in 12 days and 14 days. Those don't have, you know, the sort of system in place, especially when you're dealing with thousands. We're looking at 64,000. So I think we have to, in America, identify what we're going to do, where we're going to put people, which we have, but also come up with a better way of how we're going to deal with asymptomatic people that need to have that 14-day quarantine. Again, the reason why 14 days, you're going to keep hearing that number, is because that's the incubation period. So if, God forbid, somebody, you know, gave it to me, and I'm like, I feel fine, I could have it in my body for 14 days before it starts showing symptoms. And if it's in my body, I could still express it and give it off. It's given off by respiratory droplet or bodily fluids, you know, like respiratory fluids, like kissing, things like that. And so I could be contagious without even feeling sick. So we don't know if people are getting infected because they're stuck next to other people, or if they were all exposed and it just took them a while for the virus to come out. And then once their virus comes out, now you have the other people affected. So what we need to do in the States is, number one, is make sure we have enough proper facilities so people that are healthy and healthcare workers don't get exposed. Because right now in China, healthcare workers are getting exposed or getting sick over and over again. The first doctor that kind of said, look, we're looking at possible SARS, he's dead. So we need to make sure we protect our healthcare workers or people who aren't sick. But then the other thing we need to do is figure out how to calm down the fear of being quarantined. Because I, of course, am concerned that you're going to have a lot of people that are going to lie through their teeth. They're going to pretend they're not sick because they will not want to be in a quarantine facility. And so, I'm not sure how we do that. We still don't have a vaccine. We still don't have proper education on it. You know, seeing cats and dogs run around with masks means we haven't really educated people on it, but it also kind of shows that we might not exactly know what this sucker is capable of. Do I think it's going to be widespread in America if we kind of keep up what we're doing? You know, I think we're going to be okay, but it is spreading like wildfire. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, how many of you have ever reclined your seat back and somebody kind of kicked it a little bit or groaned and got mad, and you're like, well, I had to kind of put my seat back. I'm reclining. I have only maybe 2 feet of space in this crappy coach seat, and I'm going to put the seat back. Or how many times have you kind of been just sitting and you're cramped, and all of a sudden the seat comes back, and you're like, would you punch the seat in front of you? Well, one guy did. Apparently, this guy might even be prosecuted. So a girl named Wendy showed a video of her sitting there in the seat. And we're not talking like full-on Rocky Balboa punch, but we're talking once she put her seat back, the guy behind her just kept hitting it. Just repeatedly for minutes at a time. And so Wendy appeared on TMZ Live, and she wants to press charges against the man for what she says went down before she started videotaping him. She also explains that she never went to the FBI. Somebody claims that she went to the FBI. Not sure. Not sure what happened to the flight attendant. But a woman named Wendy Williams recorded a video. This was January 31st on an American Airlines flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. It's gone viral because somebody was Mike Tysoning the seat in front of him. Not even hard, but still, kind of using it like a speed bag. And he was in the last row, and the last row seat doesn't recline. A lot of people are like, well, I want to sit in back by the potty. I know you don't because that seat doesn't recline. So he's sitting there watching videos on his phone, but apparently he gets mad. And then he starts punching her seat, and then he leans forward and says something to her like, this is a turbulent flight. Can't really hear, but he was trying to claim that his punching the seat was because of turbulence. Yeah, right. And then she reported to the flight attendant. The flight attendant rolled her eyes, told Wendy to stop recording the video, and then apparently she gave the guy behind her, I think his name was Ali Jr., some rum. Wendy says she's escalating matters by pressing charges with the FBI against the man who mistook me for a punchy bag. American Airlines has apologized, but hasn't accepted responsibility for the flight attendant, you know, giving him more alcohol. She claims that she had to get x-rays, headaches, lost time for work. This was according to TMZ. And when I look at this, I could see how she can sustain some, you know, damage. I mean, he just kept hitting it, and I would have probably just had a really bad headache, maybe some neck pain. I don't really know how strong. We don't have video of the whole thing. But it just kind of reminds us that you got a lot of, like, idiots out there. And plane flights are starting to get to the point where we're going to have some major safety issues. We heard, I think, 2 weeks ago of another case where somebody was sitting on the plane and the guy next to her starts rubbing her leg. She asks him to stop and he won't do it. Now, so we're looking at assault, not only sexual assault, but now other sorts of assault or battery. And it's because we're in confined places. And when you're confined and you're shoved up against somebody else, people do bad things. They take advantage of it. Maybe they're mad. You know, this idea of, oh, I'm claustrophobic. It really is real. People with claustrophobia, you know, might just kind of panic being in a close situation, but others may get aggressive. And, you know, I have flown first class a couple times. It costs an arm and a leg. And I think first class is the biggest waste of money. But I did so for two reasons. One is I wasn't traveling with my family. And I didn't like a previous flight where for five and a half hours, I was basically shoved in between two people that you had to basically touch the whole time. And I was like, you know what, I think I might want to pay the extra money. The other is sometimes I start to feel my leg or arm go numb because you can't move and stretch. You're in one position. And I think I just covered a story of somebody having a blood clot, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to make sure I can at least get up and move. But, you know, I'm even noticing, and I've been very comfortable. I'm not claustrophobic. I'm really fine in tight spaces. I don't like when I sleep in my bed, sleep all over. I stay in my one corner. I'm very comfortable with small places. I just, though, don't like to be around other people that can touch you or that breathe on you. I can't tell you how many times people would fall asleep on me. So you have somebody else on your shoulder. And I mean, I don't mind, you know, being a shoulder to cry on or a shoulder to lean on, but, you know, gosh, the shoulder's still pretty damn close to the breast. And I don't want to fall asleep having some other man right there on my shoulder or, you know. So I, if you've ever heard or seen me fly first class, it's not because I'm bougie or whatever. It's because that's the type of flight that it's going to be long. And I just don't want to be around angry, tired, mean people. And I've had some pretty, you know, pretty grumpy people in rows around me. Oh, and then the farter. There's always a farter. And, you know, it's one that sits and gets on your teeth. And it's, I don't know, it's at the point now where I really hardly like to fly. I don't like to fly. I don't even like to spend the money on coach. I had to get a coach flight once, and it was $734. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is this? You know, or, ooh, I hate this trick. So now you go on to, like, Orbitz cheap flights or whatever. You go onto these websites and you find a flight that's about $10-$15 from other places, so you buy it. But then they say you don't get a seat. You have to pay an extra $30 extra if you want to get the seat. Assigned a seat. They will assign, they have a predetermined assigned seat, and it's going to be in the middle. Right? A middle seat. And you're like, damn. And again, if I'm traveling with my kids, that's fine. You know, hopefully they put us all together, but one time they didn't. They put us all in different middle seats, so we were forced to spend the extra $30 a ticket round trip, so that's $60 per each. I'm like, you know what, why are we even trying to get the cheaper flight? So flying has gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. I mean, I think I'd almost rather take a train so I could work, as long as the train has internet, so I could actually work, and I could actually, you know, read, be comfortable, you know, stretch out, walk somewhere. I don't know, but it's, you know, you have people that are pretty, you know, uppity. Speaking of uppity, boy, are people uppity about Harry and Meghan. As you know, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have left, right, the royal family. They didn't want to leave it entirely, but I think Queen Elizabeth told them to poop or get off the pot. And reportedly, they have cut the roles of 15 members of staff in London. Well, why should they pay for staff if they are not going to be there? So according to Daily Mail, Harry and Meghan are closing their Buckingham Palace office. The team was notified last month. A source told the newspaper that while efforts will be made to redeploy people within the royal household, others will be made redundant. Meaning they're not going to, you know, spend taxpayer money on staff that isn't going to be used. Currently, the Sussexes, or Harry and Meghan, are living in Canada with their son, Archie. Archie Mountbatten Windsor. And so, from what we understand, she might be pursuing a talent agent. They would still probably continue their charity work, etc. But, they left. So some people are mad, thinking she destroyed the royal family. Others thinking, nah, you know, he needed a break. And then others don't care. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.